Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Down through the years, God's been good to me. Oh yeah, down through the years, God's been good to me. Oh, I said down through the years, God's been good to me. He's been good, oh, he's been good to me. You know what? He woke me up this morning. I said that God's been good to me. Oh, yeah, he woke me up this morning. God's been good. Oh, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. That's why. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and for all who have gathered here today. Now we ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move freely in our midst, and then grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise, strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. I had to sing that because that's what I'm going to talk about. Look with me. It just slipped up on me last Sunday. Amen. Look with me at the 37th number of Psalms. Psalm 37. And I want to read verse 23 and through 25 with the emphasis on verse number 25 where we draw our subject. Amen. Psalm 37, verse number 23 through 25 with the emphasis on number 25 where we draw our subject. Everybody got it? Say amen. Amen. Anybody still looking? Say wait. Okay, I heard somebody say wait. That's all right. We're going to wait on you. We want all of us to be together. And that's all right. All right. We all in this together. Amen. All right. We about ready? And it reads, beginning at verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I've been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants of his seed begging bread. I have been young and now I'm old, and yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed or his descendants begging bread. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And for a few moments, that's what I want to talk about, what I just sung about. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Let me begin by saying that, now it might get a little warm for some of us in the first part, but let me begin by saying that the opening words of verse 25 could have been written by any of us because it speaks the truth that I believe that each of us know too well, especially those of us who are increasing in age. I've been young and now I'm old. But whether we want to admit it or not, my brothers and sisters, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, you and I are getting old. Although getting old is the reality that many folk try and escape from and run away from, and that's why you see old men and women trying to act and look young. They're old, but they try to dress and they look young. Older men, 50, 60, and 70 years old, yes, Lord, with jet black hair, with the pants sagging and earrings in the ear. Older women strutting around with micro mini skirts and 5-inch stick heels on, and they can't hardly stand up. I'm going to have to say like Reverend Turner of Alexandria, I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here. Are you with me? But now, don't get me wrong, because there's nothing wrong with keeping yourself up and looking good. But if you're over 50, and especially a senior citizen, there ought to be some things that you won't wear or some ways that you ought to have left behind. Because as the old song says, that old gray mule ain't what it used to be. But you know, Lord, it's funny to me that when observing folk who refuse to accept old age, yet it's obvious from the lines on their faces and the furrows in their forehead that their player and playette days have long been over. But for some reason, you can't tell them that, because if I'd ask all the senior citizens to stand up right now, there'd be somebody ducking their head and trying and refusing to stand up. But you know, I believe if you're going out of business, you ought to take down the sign. Because there's no sense. Y'all work with me. There's no sense in and trying to keep the business open when the merchandise is stale and out of date. Bottom line, my brothers and my sisters, it's physically impossible to escape the reality of old age, because it's a natural progression of life. And that's why I don't care how many vitamins we take, or how well we watch our diet, or how much we exercise, we can't stop ourselves from getting old. And not only that, Brother Buckner, it's impossible mentally, because it doesn't matter how much we exercise our minds, or how many natural herbs we swallow, how many books we read on memory retention. My brothers and sisters, sooner or later, our thought process deteriorate, and we won't be able to remember folk names and places that we've been like we used to. And even we won't remember what we went into the other room to get. Yes, because old age brings about a change. For instance, they used to call you Chippy, but now they call you Mama or Papa in old school. Are you with me? You used to be able to stay up all night, but now you got to take a nap after lunch. You used to be able to run just like a little deer, but now you move like a turtle. You used to be able to eat anything your little heart desired without fear of indigestion, but now when you eat late, you got to stay up for a while to let it digest. You used to never have to take medication, but now you have to take a pill for everything. A pill to get it to go down right, and a pill to make it come out right. My brothers and sisters, I tell you, things changes. Yes, Lord, as we get older. But now I'm coming to the good part, because the good news is, and I thank God this morning, that David reminds us in the text that there's one thing, or one person, who never changes, and that's God. For the Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why I believe if you look back over your life, I don't care how many bad things happen in your life, you will have to admit and recognize the fact that down through the years, God's been good to you. And so as we make our, yes, way to the text, our author, King David, will try to help us to process this fact. So note, if you will, that he begins by speaking of God's goodness in the past tense of his life. Note he says, I have been young. In other words, he's talking about the past tense. And for a lot of us, that's in the past tense when we talk about being young. And as I began to process this in my own mind, I began to realize that in my past young life, there were some places I used to frequent that I could have been killed in because I was young and foolish and didn't see the danger that lurked in the clubs and at the parties. But still, God had his hands on me. Stuff I drank that could have poisoned me because I was young and everybody else was doing it. I didn't see the danger that too much of anything is not good for you. But God still had his hands on me. The people I used to hang out with, Hunter, some of whom meant me no good, who were my so-called friends, but because I was young and foolish and didn't realize that as long as you have something, you got some friends. But like that secular singer Bobby Womack said, nobody wants you when you're down and out. Don't y'all act like y'all ain't never heard that. Some of y'all listen to it right now. Like the prodigal son, yes. As long as he had money, he had plenty of friends. But when his money got funny and his change became strange, he found himself alone in a pig pen, feeding swine, and even the pig food began to look good enough to eat. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my own life when so-called friends turned their backs on me and walked away, but I thank God that he kept his hands on me. And that's just the past tense, but then David moved to from the past tense to the present tense because he says, I'm no longer young, I'm old. In other words, for some of us, I have turned gray, whether it's dyed or not. Our eyesight have gotten dim, whether we're wearing contacts or glasses. Our steps have drawn a little short. But guess what? God is still keeping you and me. Oh, is there anybody here this morning who knows that the Lord is keeping you? If you know he's keeping you, help me out and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the Lord is keeping me. Because when you know, yes, Lord, that God is keeping you, you can't help but have a testimony about the goodness, amen, of the Lord. Are y'all here with me? And you know, my brothers and sisters, that's why it amazes me how some folk, especially old folk, refuse to give praise to the Lord for his goodness. But let me ask you a question. Who do you think woke you up this morning? Who do you think started you on your way? Well, I checked the obituary. That's what we do when we get old. And I didn't see anybody's name in the obituary column because you are here in the building. Well, now you may be here with arthritis, but God is still good. You may be here with a bad heart, but God is still good. You may be here like me with high blood pressure, but God is still good. You may be here as a diabetic, but God is still good. And when you know that God is good, you can't help yourself. You got to admit that down through the years, God's been good to you. But Reverend Smith Davis said something in the text that at first I got a little messed up with. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. But now, wait a minute, David, did you say never? Now, never is a pretty strong word because, Brother Chisholm, never means notwithstanding. There's absolutely no question about it, and there's absolutely no evidence of the contrary. You mean you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. But now, but Crowell, in reality, David isn't saying that there has never been any trouble in our lives. He's not saying that there have not been times in our lives when we were in need. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I had to borrow from a friend until my check comes.